The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
Now, at this time of year, cooking is one thing, but settling down with a good book is another. That is probably the most joyous thing. But what to read? Well, we've got some suggestions for you, thanks to our listeners. Red Zell is the new host of Read On Air, and we thought we would get him into the studio, along with Stuart Pearce, who's one of our regular listeners, to tell us about their suggestions for Christmas books. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
So, Red, I'll start with you. You are... so into books that you're even getting a whole show on RNIB Connect Radio, I believe.
Absolutely. It sort of justifies the huge amount of time that I spend listening to the Talking Books from the Talking Books Library. So my wife can't call me lazy anymore. I'm actually doing research.
That's what it's all about. Stuart, you love books. Is it audiobooks for you?
It is audiobooks, yeah. I use the Talking Book Library as well. Fantastic service.
Do you have a favourite author that you like to read?
At the moment, I'm doing Sue Townsend. I was about a few years younger than Adrian Mole, so I kind of latched on as a kid. And then when I lost my sight, I just thought, I need to go back and read them again. And I'm just going through them now, and they're just fantastic. Especially as audios, they're fantastic.
Yeah, so Adrian Mole for you, but can I pin you on a genre?
Oh, God, I've got... all sorts I'm interested in. I like a bit of history. Recently, I've been reading a guy called Linwood Barclay. I've been reading Tom Clancy. All sorts. George Orwell, just recently as well. So,
wow.
I like a bit of fiction, but I will try anything and see what it's like.
Yeah, I love crime. I always have. It was reading an Agatha Christie book that made me want to become an author in the first place. So I will always go back to any of those golden age of crime books. I love Marjorie Allingham, Dorothy L. Sayers. More modern writers, Colin Dexter, the Inspector Morse books, which I think are actually better than the TV series. And contemporary crime fiction as well. Anything that comes out that I hear a review of, I will go looking for first at the Talking Books Library, and if I can't get it there, then more and more books are being simultaneously published as audiobooks too. So I've always got something on the go. I like spy fiction as well, John le Carré.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm a big John Steinbeck fan. I'll try and read a John Steinbeck book at least one a year, just because I think he's the only author who can consistently move me to tears. He writes so beautifully.
Now, I know both of you have got so many books that you're probably reading at the moment, as well as ones you've read and thoroughly enjoyed from RNIB and other places. But what would you recommend for someone over this period of time? Because it is that downtime, isn't it, where a lot of people, especially people who live alone who maybe don't like Christmas, there are a lot of those people, you know, who want to shut Christmas out. And with a book, that's probably a good thing. So what would you both recommend?
Funnily enough, actually, I've just put in a load of orders for books that I'm going to give people for Christmas. I really enjoyed one of the Booker shortlisted books called His Bloody Project by Graham McRae Burnett. It's surprisingly readable for a Booker nominated book. So that's being given to a couple of friends for Christmas. My wife and my daughter are both keen physicists, so they're getting a book by Carlo Rovelli called Reality Is Not What It Seems, which should keep them quiet in the corner for ages. And a bit of a staple, actually, that I give to people. It's a book by Louis de Bernier, who wrote Captain Corelli's Mandolin. And he wrote a beautiful collection of short stories called Notwithstanding, which are set on the Surrey-Sussex border, which is where I grew up. And they're just lovely snippets of English country life. And they make you smile, they make you, you know, they pull at the heartstrings. And it's, I love short stories, and I think a lot of people do, because you can just disappear off into a little world for an hour or so and then come back and help me doing the washing up.
Yeah, I must say one thing I learned this year about books, which I was fascinated about, was that you could speed them up. Mm. I didn't know this feature existed for a long time, and it meant that I had to trawl through The Girl on the Train at, you know, at a full 10 hours and 50 minutes. It had been quicker getting the train, actually. Stuart, what about you? What's your recommendations?
I would say at the moment I'm recommending a book called Thunderdog, which is truly amazing. It's about a guy who was stuck in the Twin Towers the day this plane struck. So it's an amazing read. It talks about his journey out of the Twin Towers, but also about the way he grew up in America and how he lost his sight from birth. It's just an amazing story.
It's Michael Hinkson, isn't it? Michael Hinkson's
book.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah. Awesome. Anything by Bill Bryson or Ben Elton is a good recommendation for me as a good way of getting into the talking books. One of the things about talking books that I found, there's a book called Inconceivable by Ben Elton, and it's brilliant because it's done by, like, from a male and female perspective. And what talking books did was got a male and a female to read it, and that makes such a huge difference. It really makes it sound so much more realistic.
Yeah, that's one of the beauties of talking books, actually. It brings a book to life in a new way, doesn't it? Really great suggestions. Well, you know, happy reading to both of you, and thank you for joining us, and also a very Merry Christmas when it comes.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.